chlorophyll, but just the same, you'd like this little goon. He's never mean, just lean and green. You'd love this little vegetable fiend from Juno on the other side of the moon. Oh, I heard a rap, 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 and then a tap, tap, tap coming from my window. What I saw there, there, there made my poor hair, hair, hair stand right up on end. For what appeared, peered, peered was just so weird, weird, weird. I felt like I ought to swoon. Into my home, home, home came this green gnome, gnome, gnome from t'other side of the moon. Oh, he was a lean, he was a green, he was a lean green vegetable fiend from Juno on the other side of the moon. Oh, with pointed ears and pointed nose, with pointed chin and pointed toes, the likes of him you won't be meeting with soon. Oh, he's a lot greener than a doctor's pill, and brother, it ain't chlorophyll, but just the same, you'd like this little goon. He's never mean, just lean and green, you'd love this little vegetable fiend from Juno on the other side of the moon. Oh, from Juno on the other side of the moon. Oh, ho, ho.
Crackers to Slipper Rozzer the Dropsy and Snide, a public reminder from WMFO Medford.
It's true, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up tonight's free association with additional rodents. I thought that one was particularly free tonight. I don't know why, but I do. Thank you all very much for your support in the effort. And now let's turn to the other effort of the program. It's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Of course, we like to remind you at the beginning of every radio obituaries. Of every radio obituary. You know what I'm saying. We like to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The future's a hard thing to worry about sometimes. We want to support you in it. Okay? Okay. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Rockabilly Hall of Famer Billy Adams. He wrote and recorded the rockabilly staple, Rock Pretty Mama. Billy Adams just passed away at 79. Got to see him one time. Just one. For like two songs. It's one of those fair, Kentucky State Fair kind of things. It was crazy, but it was fun. It's the initial radio obituary for Billy Adams right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Give me a good-looking girl and an automobile, a tank full of gas and a $20 bill. Well, all right, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Tonight is Saturday night. I'm gonna love you, baby, good and strong. I'm gonna love you, baby, all night. Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
dancing all around town. Well, all right, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Tonight is Saturday night.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Britt Domberg, the Swedish schlager singer. That's so hard to say. It trips me up every single time. The Swedish schlager singer and jazz singer and occasional actress. Of course, with so many of the European singers that we cover, she was as well in the Eurovision Song Contest, 1959 for her, and she finished third place. But then she came back the next year and reached third place again. Britt Domberg just passed away at 82. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
barn en choco, choco, chocolata. För det vill de säkert ha. Choco, choco, chocolata. Och senora ska ni inte ha själv utav min choco, choco, chocolata. Smaka den är utmärkt bra. Man hör till min soprano i hela Milano. För sång och musik, det drar publik. Så att jag kan sälja all min choco, choco, chocolata. Här som i Milano köper ju alla av min choco, choco, chocolata. Är det inte chocolata. Och senora ska ni inte ge era barn en choco, choco, chocolata. För det vill de säkert ha. Choco, choco, chocolata. Och senora ska ni inte ha själv utav min choco, choco, chocolata. Smaka den är utmärkt bra. Man hör till min soprano Milano. För sång och musik, det drar publik. Så att jag kan sälja all min choco, choco, chocolata. Här som i Milano köper ju alla av min choco, choco, chocolata. Är det inte ljuvligt gott? Är det inte ljuvligt gott? Är det inte ljuvligt gott?
The next radio obituary is for Davy Williams, the American free improvisation and avant-garde music guitarist. He began playing guitar when he was 12, worked with LaDonna Smith in the 70s, went on into 1986, he joined Curfew. In the 80s, he worked with Colonel Bruce Hampton and OK Nurse, also played in the punk rock band Fuzzy Sons. He had an improvisational three-piece called Say What, and worked with David Greenberger, Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, and member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. He actually worked with a number of Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites. Davy Williams just passed away at 67. I think we're going to start off with one of those other favorites straight away as part of the next radio obituary for Davy Williams right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. You'll be famous.
Abject stupidity gets to me sometimes. I had an appointment to the eye doctor. This was at the clinic at the VA hospital. I went there and you wait an hour. Then they said to me, oh no, you were supposed to see the retina doctor, not this one. So they rescheduled me. And there I was. I blew an hour and a half of my time because of someone else's stupidity. See, these things get to me. Not a lot else bothers me. I don't get in a stew over something I can't change. Except for encountering abject stupidity, I only have what you might call some minor irks.
Still listening to WMFO Medford, your freeform radio station. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I remain Belinda. We're in the middle of the radio obituaries, moving on to the cleanup radio obituary for Yuya Uchida. He was a Japanese singer, record producer, and actor. His career spans 6 decades, and he was a major figure in Japanese popular music. He appeared in numerous films, won Best Acting Awards in Japan, even starred in an American film, Black Rain. But he started his music career back in 57 and became friends with John Lennon after opening for the Beatles on their 66 tour of Japan. That's fun. I like this one. Shocked after seeing Jimi Hendrix perform in 1967 in London, he came home and wanted to introduce a similar sound in Japan. Go team. Yuya Uchida just passed away at 79. Oh, that's right. He also recorded, I gotta say, in the 70s, and I can't find many credits on exactly what he did, but in the 70s, it said that he recorded with both The Ventures and Frank Zappa. Okay. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Yuya Uchida right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
wah.
Get it out, guys.
Oh, come on now. But don't you believe me now?
The yeah, roof, fantastic. I mean, they're pretty good. I mean...
Oh, come on. Not just pretty good. They're really something.
Yeah?
Yeah, come on.
Well, let me hear the rest of the album
okay.
before I can
You just dig it. This and you better believe me then, huh?
Oh, okay.
I love that ending. I really love that. Let's see. What are we doing now? Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. For Raymond Donez. Or Don Ray, the French disco producer, arranger, and performer. He was a cult hero among fans of Eurodisco. He had a single, Got to Have Loving, that was a crossover success on pop radio, reaching number 44 in the Billboard Hot 100 in October 1978. He was also a conductor of the Eurovision Song Contest. We do so much Eurovision stuff here at the show. So much. Someday, had I an intern, I would compile how much Eurovision stuff we've done. But like I said, he was the conductor in 3 years, 74, 76, and 77. And I think that's about it. Raymond Donez just passed away at 76. Oh, and I learned a little something in this radio obituary. I love it when that happens. It happens a lot. I shouldn't say it like it's some rare thing. It happens tons, which is why I like the radio obituaries. But this one in particular made me giddy when I learned it. Because it turns out that, well, he was conductor arranger on this piece we're going to play. He didn't write it. But I never knew that it was a song before Stereo Total did it. And so I was kind of excited to learn that this was a cover that they did, because I had no idea. And it's really one of my favorite songs of theirs. So this is totally different than that, but it is the same song in the Weasel Radio Obituary for Raymond Donez, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Un médaillon, un gros ceinturon, comme un garçon, moi je suis têtu, et bien souvent moi je distribue des corrections, faut faire attention, comme un garçon. Pourtant, je ne suis qu'une fille, mais quand je suis dans tes bras. Comme un garçon, je fais du rodéo. C'est la terreur à 200 à l'heure. Comme un garçon, je n'ai peur de rien. Comme un garçon, moi j'ai des copains. Et dans la bande, c'est moi qui commande. Comme un garçon. Pourtant, je ne suis qu'une fille. Mais quand je suis avec toi. Tu fais ce que tu veux de moi. Comme un garçon, j'ai les cheveux longs. Comme un garçon, je porte un blouson, un médaillon, un gros ceinturon. Comme un garçon, toi tu n'es pas très attentionné, t'es décontracté. Mais avec toi, je ne suis plus jamais comme un garçon.
Je suis une petite fille. Tu fais ce que tu veux de moi. Je suis une toute petite fille. C'est beaucoup mieux comme ça.
Me voilà en prison. La fille que j'aimais, le jour, la nuit sifflait. Elle se prenait pour un petit oiseau. Moi j'adore les oiseaux. Le diable me pardonne, mon idée était bonne. Par la fenêtre un jour je l'ai poussée, mais elle n'a pas volé. Ah! Alors pour l'oublier, je me suis marié avec sa sœur, oui, mais c'était encore pire. Elle n'aimait que dormir. Le diable me pardonne, mon idée était bonne. Dans son café, oui, j'ai mis de la mora. Elle dort depuis 6 mois. Sont méchants, c'en est décourageant. Ils ont jugé, oui, que ma manière d'aimer présentait des dangers. Ah, le diable me pardonne, ma chance m'abandonne. Ça m'apprendra à être bon garçon. Les femmes me perdront. Oui, le diable me pardonne. Le diable me pardonne. Le diable me pardonne.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Sarah Romweber, the original drummer for the North Carolina jangle pop band Let's Active. She joined when she was 17 with Mitch Easter and Faye Hunter. Their first performance was opening for R.E.M. in 1981. She went on to co-found the group Snatches of Pink and also perform with her brother as the Dex Romweber Duo. Sarah Romweber just passed away at 55. Let's see, it's the pre and penultimate radio obituary. Right here. You know, she was great. I'm just going to put that out there. I got to see them when I was a wee thing at a really quite fabulous show in Kentucky. And yeah, they were really great. She was really great. Wish I could wish I could see that show again. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Sarah Romweber right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I
We're doing pretty good on the radio obituaries tonight, I think. Hopefully you agree as we turn to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Terry Nilsson, the Norwegian singer and songwriter. His biggest song was in 1974. Majel, I do believe it is. It's one of those kind of songs he put on lots of records. We've never known anybody who did that. Terry Nilsson just passed away at 67. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Du skulle ha glemt, så du ikke klarer å holde styr på hvor mange flasker du har tjent. Det begynte med at kameraten min og jeg en dag råket bort i et yndekjei. Jeg presenterte meg, og det samme gjorde han. Hun smilte blygt og sa, jeg heter Vivian. Og vi lå begge flate etter Vivian. Han var super meg, og jeg på han. Jeg kjempet som vi satt om damas gunst, og briska breias full av brunst ved tanken på Vivian. Vivian. Hun var hyggelig mot oss, men heller ikke med. Vi var Vivians venner, men hun hadde flere. Håpet brast en lørdagskveld da hun kom bort til oss og sa, hils på kjæresten min, han heter Kjell. Kameraten min, ja, med han forresten, jeg stakk av fra den festen. Og på gråten igjen til Jan en tur. Han hadde en hel kasse pils og en halv polar på lur. Og vi lå begge flate i øl og sprit. Da hukka og kastet oss hit og dit. For nå var vi begge i samme båt. Vi hikka, rapa, ropt og gråt ved tanken på vi.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Dick Rivers, the French singer and actor who began performing in the early 60s, an important figure in the early days of rock and roll in France. He was a big Elvis fan, who influenced both his singing and his looks. His name even came from the character Deke Rivers from Elvis Presley's second film, Loving You, from 1957. No knowledge of any appearance in a Eurovision contest, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. Deke Rivers just passed away at 74. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Que le cœur souvent y pense, un prénom est toujours joli, car l'amour fait la différence entre les choses de la vie. Je ne sais rien de plus doux. vit dans ma tête. Je sais bien qu'il me rendra fou. Ton prénom, je l'aime. Ton prénom, je l'aime. Je l'aime. Je l'aime. Je t'aime. Même si tu ne m'aimes pas.
Zero recollection of doing that obit last week. Zero. But I trust the audience. You all pay much better attention than I do. You'd think the spreadsheet would make sure that didn't happen to me. You would think. But I guess not. There's so many things that can go wrong in the radio obituaries. But whatever. Here we are, doing it again. The ultimate radio obituary is for John Kilzer, the American rock singer and songwriter most notably known for the 1988 hit Red Blue Jeans. He just passed away at 62. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The headlights blazing from a train, and my old man leaning on the throttle and the brake, man passing round the bottle, that full moon dancing through the trees, that 707 was starting to breeze. And the time
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for John Kilzer, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Bubbles in the Think Tank. I wonder how many times I've said that in my life. It's a lot. But one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over, hopefully, to James with the Life Appreciation Hour. Hopefully he'll be here. I feel like it's been forever since we've seen him. And with the summer break coming up, probably won't see him too many more times this season. So let's hope he's here. If not, I'm going to start off the automation with the Stereo Total version of Come On Garçon that we heard by Sylvie Vartan earlier tonight. So just going to warn you, if he's not here, that's what you're going to hear first. But let's hope it's him. Come on, James. Anyway, we'll be back here next week with more silliness for your stick shaking action. Of course, you can hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Privacy, smivacy. We have a good time over there. Otherwise, keep it in tune all week long on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.